Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Say, I'm almost petrified to come to work now. Like, because, you know, we're into, like, that flu season.
The flea season.
I'm scared because people at work have fleas. So I'm a little nervous. The flu season.
That's a whole other issue.
I know, but, dude, remember yesterday we were in the office and the guy came in to fix your computer and he's like, well, I'm not feeling good, but at the same time, I'm not contagious. I'm like, well, how do you know?
He said, I don't think I'm contagious.
Yeah, I was like, are you the computer fixer guy or are you, like, pathologist? Like, how do you know all this? Like, dude, you might be contagious. And he's like holding his chest.
Oh, well, he was touching all over my computer.
And he was breathing on you.
Yeah, I was thinking, wait a second. A, this office space is already way too small
way
for
too
you
small.
To be this close. Yeah. Tell us how yesterday you had a fever and you stayed home.
And holding his chest.
And holding your chest because you can't breathe.
I'll have Clorox wipes for you. It's too late, man.
But I just think
it's already been infected.
Yeah, it's too late. It's in us. It's growing. I just can't believe, like, people think that we believe them when they say, trust me, I'm not contagious. No, I don't trust you, actually. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I get that you know how to do what you're doing here at the radio station. Like, whatever they're paying you to do, I believe you.
Right.
Good, like, good hire, right? You're the man. But the whole other thing about how you're not contagious, how do you know for sure?
Well, the doctor told me that I was not contagious after being on antibiotics for, I think it was 48 hours. Then you're not contagious.
Okay.
That's what they say. All so right. If he's already been on antibiotics for 48 hours, then he's not contagious.
He was holding his chest.
Yeah.
He was like, and then he goes.
He might not be at work today, honestly.
No, and then he said, I'm thinking about going home early today. I'm like, you're not well, man. You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get out of here.
His reasoning as to why he didn't have, or he wasn't contagious was because he no longer had a fever. And my lie detector in my head was like, that's not accurate. Just because you don't have a fever does not mean that we can't get sick here.
It was hilarious though that he didn't say anything until he was like right leaning over you and had his hands all over his stuff. And he's like, I have to warn you, I'm under the weather. I'm very sick. And I'm like, I just started slowly moving back.
I know.
Like, I gotta go.
Don't you think you should be able to say in those moments, you know what? We should do this another day when you're not ill and touching all over my stuff. I just recovered from a disease from the 1930s called scarlet fever. The last thing I need is to get sick again.
Oh, gosh. I'm just petrified. I see people walking down the hall slow, and I'm always like, hi, how are you? Do you have a fever? That's the first question I ask.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even worried about their day. I was like, hey, what's up? Hey, you got a fever? You looking contagious? Everything good? Oh, man. So anyway, I was just a little nervous about that today, waking up and that dude in our office and everything.
I know that we're not alone, too. I know that a bunch of people who are sick are just rolling into their offices,
they are.
Coughing everywhere.
And you can't just say, like, I don't think this, I don't think that. It's like, you're just not a doctor. Like, it's worries.
Just stay home.
All right, we have
good. Feel better.
Yeah, stay home. Everybody wants to stay home anyway. Stay home. All right, we got good news. We're looking for our Tampa Bay Girl Scout, our official Tampa Bay Girl Scout, whoever had the best pitch to sell the cookies.
Yes.
We're going to give you the winner, and we're going to have their mom on at 6:25. 6:25.
Yay.
6:25. We're going to find our MVP Tampa Bay Girl Scout. We want you to buy cookies from them and support them. She had a great pitch. We'll play it for you. On the way, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, did Dan and Shay fall for a bridezilla's demand?
Ooh.
Yeah. You know how bridezillas can be? Well, you definitely know.
I am not a bridezilla.
You're not yet, but when it gets closer, you're going to be.
Does everyone just turn into
it? I think you just turn into it, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll give you that story next in Deep Fried Nashville. Also, who's going to jump out of Loretta Lynn's birthday cake?
Surprise!
Surprise, I'm here. Details next.
It's awkward.
QYK a little bit.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
So, I know the story really piqued Melanie's interest because you're in the midst of planning a wedding for this year.
I don't know that I would say in the midst. I would say I'm supposed to be planning a wedding.
Right. I was trying to help you out there.
Nothing's actually been done yet. I was trying
to make you sound a little bit more busy than
Thanks.
What you are about
I
this.
I appreciate it.
So Dan and Shay, you know, they're doing their thing. They've had a successful 2018. And a bride-to-be gets on Instagram and is like, yo, guys, you know your song Speechless? Think you could do an acoustic version for my wedding? Well, you know, celebrities, artists, they get that stuff all the time. And
yeah, and don't you wonder, do they even see your tweets?
Right.
Because there's just so many.
Well, Dan and Shay not only saw it, they delivered. They were like, we got you.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
They go into the studio, and they record Speechless acoustically for this woman's wedding. Listen.
You say you'll be down in five.
I think it's great, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do.
I like this one better.
I do too.
I know, I do too. I was thinking that. I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'll let someone else say it. The second that I see you. Melanie, maybe this is like, I don't know, something about.
I don't know. If they perform that at my wedding, I might leave my fiance.
Oh, my God.
This is so
quickest
good.
Wedding in history.
Tell me, a no, guy sings this to you? Are you not like, okay. Well, not well, maybe
yeah,
not you.
For me, but... yeah, no, I'm not in it, but that's, I get it.
Sometimes I wish I had another girl in here.
Really good. So that's Dan and Shay acoustic version for that Bride. And I think when people saw that, they were like, oh, Bridezilla, get off it, Dan and Shay. It was so cool that they delivered on that.
I
you
can't
know?
Believe they did it.
That was a good. All right. So Tim McGraw. Now, this is the age where every country music celebrity is opening a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Aldean has one. Dierks has one. Florida Georgia Line. I
think Rascal Flatts was supposed to, and then we're supposed to, right. And then they pulled the plug.
Luke Bryan, right on Broadway in Nashville, he's got a great one, too. Well, Tim McGraw's like, y'all keep opening up your restaurants. I'm going to open up a gym. And that's exactly what he's done.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, Tim McGraw's got a gym. It opens this Friday in Nashville. It's called True Mav. It's going to be a franchise, too. They're going to put this all over the country. But if you know anything about Tim, I mean, he is obsessed with working out. He quit drinking. I think he's been doing the low-carb thing for like 3 years now.
Oh, really?
And he's totally shredded. Like, when you see pictures of him, it's like, whoa, dude. Like, you just have a cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying?
So don't be jealous.
He really, for his age, too, he looks really good.
Yeah, he does. He looks good.
So congrats to him. Also, real quick, who would be your celebrity person, Melanie, that would jump out of your birthday cake?
Oh, I mean, I still like Chris Evans.
God, you're really hooked on him.
I'm trying to think of who else.
Well, let me just tell you, Loretta Lynn, she's turning 87 years old, okay?
Yeah.
And her fantasy was having Keith Urban jump out of her birthday cake.
Well, it wouldn't be Keith Urban, I'll tell you that.
Well, it is for Loretta, and he is going to do it.
What?
Is he really?
He is. He said, for her, I'll do it. So.
What if he gets frosting in his perfectly coiffed hair?
Imagine that conversation, though, he's having with his wife. Like, look, Loretta wants me to jump out of her birthday cake, and I'm going to do it.
I feel like Nicole Kidman's a good sport.
Yeah, no, I do, too. So congratulations, Loretta, first on the birthday, and then having Keith Urban jump out of your birthday cake.
Surprise! Great. I'm just imagining Keith Urban popping out.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 GYK.
Sam Hunt. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
He's married. He's not on my list anymore.
You know, a lot of people I talk to don't think that marriage is lasting. Isn't that terrible people say that? They're like, yeah. How would they know? Well, I think because there was so much drama with, remember, she left him, and then he wrote the song. The whole album was about her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then she came back after the album. Like, she had tons of hits on it, and then people were like, well, that's you went back for the album.
Now you're a millionaire.
Right. Now, multimillionaire. It's not going to last. I hope it does. She's really nice.
He might be done with music. He hasn't put out anything since Downtown's Dead. When was that? Early last year?
I think he's done with music, though.
What? Yeah. No.
Body Like a Back Room is not an album.
No, I read an interview. He's like, I'll get back to it when it, like, you know, like it moves me. He's like, right now I'm just doing my own thing. So.
Well, she needs to break up with him again, even if it's just temporarily, so he can write a new album, go on tour.
He's the breakup guy. Well, maybe they're busy practicing for babies because they're married. Maybe they're doing babies.
Maybe.
Stuff. Yeah. Good for them.
Cute kid.
Good for them. Speaking of kids, next, right after, we'll play Riley Green, right after Riley Green. So I'm really tough on my kids about manners, right? Like, please and thank you. Like, I'm overboard with it.
I noticed that because yesterday you had some audio from your kids, and right after you go, oh, that was a really funny fake laugh. And then they go, thank you.
Yeah, I'm really tough on them, and a lot harder than I probably should be, but
that's good, though.
It's ingrained, and gosh, a lot of their friends and stuff, like, you never hear them say please or thank you, no manners, and it drives me crazy. But here's what I was thinking, right? Here's what I do around the kids. I say please and thank you to Alexa, right? So I now have manners when I'm talking to artificial intelligence, and I think maybe it's one step too further. Like, does she care? You know what I mean?
I don't think she cares, but... Well, we've got to talk about it.
I asked her, and so you'll hear it next.
Oh,
if
really?
She cares or not. Yeah, it's next on QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Text line on fire this morning. You get a lot of text. We love getting all the texts.
Yeah, and we have to give love to Kayla. They're driving. She and her son are driving over to All Children's Hospital this morning for his fifth surgery.
What's his name?
His name's Corbin.
Corbin, what up, brother?
Yeah, hey, Corbin. Good luck today, buddy.
You'll do great, man. We're thinking about you. You're going to do absolutely great. And thank you guys for checking in on the text line, 800-992-1099. So I was talking about how I'm really tough on my kids about manners. And even my wife says, you're too tough on manners. It's like, please and thank you. And
is it ma'am and sir, too?
No,
or just
no,
please
no,
and thank you. Okay,
that.
So that's not bad.
No, because here's the thing. I'm not going to, I don't do that. So I don't expect them to do something I'm not going to do. And some people actually say, because I let my kids call other people by their first name. Like, they don't say Mr. This.
They don't say Mr. or Mrs. Smith. They're like, hey, Joe.
Well, even if it's Joe, it's like they don't say Mr. Joe. Like, because I don't think that's how people talk anymore. It's just the way it is. Like,
got it.
You know, like you can get upset about it. It sounds awkward to me. So, but back to the manners, it's like, I'm just like, everything's got to be please and thank you. And just, I don't know, like I even at the dinner table, like good eating habits and everything. Well, I find myself to try to keep this up around the house that I'm saying please and thank you to Alexa. And so I thought to myself, am I taking this too far? Because I'm actually having manners to artificial intelligence. Like maybe this is too far. So here's what I did. I recorded myself talking to Alexa because I was like, does Alexa care if I say please or thank you? Like, does she even acknowledge it?
Yeah, huh? I wonder.
All right. So here's how it started. And I was trying to get her to play some Luke Combs. All right. So here's how it is.
Alexa, please play Luke Combs.
Shuffling songs by Luke Combs.
Look, she didn't care.
Thank you. Alexa, thank you.
Hold on.
Anytime.
Ooh. Oh, she acknowledged it.
So if I say, please play Luke Combs, she will, but she won't say, like, here it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I say thank you, then she'll say you're welcome.
Anytime.
So maybe it does kind of matter.
Thank you. Alexa, thank you.
It takes her a second, and then she's like,
anytime.
Probably because she's probably used to people being rude to her.
That's what I thought. I was like, maybe she's just like, oh my God, he said thank you anytime. So then I just like, well, let me have another conversation with Alexa and ask her if it actually means anything to her. And this went a little different.
Alexa, would you prefer me to say please and thank you?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, do you want me to say please?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
No.
Alexa, will you say thank you?
You're welcome.
So that didn't
so
work
really
out.
Care.
That didn't work so well.
Alexa, will you say thank you?
You're welcome.
My friend Jacqueline likes to talk mean to her Alexa because she's got four kids, and she says it's the only thing that she can just talk to like crap. She's so mean to Alexa.
She berates Alexa?
Yeah, she does. She said it's the only thing that listens to her in her house, though.
So I don't know if, like, if I was, like, taking it too far, like, should we say please and thank you?
Yeah, I think it just means you were raised right. I find myself saying please and thank you to her, too.
But don't you think she should be a little more responsive? You know, like I said,
she should appreciate it more, yeah.
Well, I don't appreciate it, but it's like they should have something ready to go, like when you're saying please. Like, even if she said, thank you for saying please, so nice of you. Like, you know, something. Yeah.
Thanks for not being a jerk. Here's your song.
Right. Yeah, like the neighbors down the street talk to me so weird. It's nice when you ask me
Jacqueline's
to do something.
Mean to me.
Right,
thanks, Mark.
Right. I don't know. I feel like there's got to be like that karma where she's like, God, you really, it means a lot, you know? Me and my manners, yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Hey, you know anyone who, when they were a kid, they got stabbed with a pencil, like a lead pencil, the old school, like number two pencils? You remember that?
Yeah.
You know,
my brother did.
Really?
Yes.
I did.
You did?
I still have it, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. There's all these.
In the world?
Here's what's crazy. There's all these social media groups now of people, and they're taking pictures. They have, like, this little purple dots on them because it never left. That kind of lead never left their body.
Yeah, it stays in you forever unless you have it removed.
Forever. We're going to give you all the details coming up next. But if you know somebody or you have one of these, like, purple dots from there, you got to call us. 800-992-1099. You're, like, becoming, like a prominent member of society.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so this is really interesting because this happened a lot. I remember growing up where kids would get stabbed with those number two pencils because we had to have pencils all the time in school.
Yeah.
And those dots would turn purple over time. Well, I guess now, you know, with social media, people are taking pictures of them and freaking out. And they're like, look at this little purple lead dot. And everyone's worried about their health. And like, why didn't it go away?
Right. Well, this guy on Twitter, @los_writer, he said, hello, I'm looking for people who have lead from their pencils stuck inside their bodies. The tweet went viral. It's been shared over 15,000 times. And all of these people are replying with exactly what you said, Mark. Lead, pictures of lead still stuck in their body 15, 20 years later.
Yeah, and some doctors, I was reading the article, they said like it'll never go away. With some people, it's there, but it shouldn't cause you any harm. But there was a support group I saw on Facebook.
What?
For people that, it was for like hypochondriac type people who like thought that it was going to turn into something really bad later in life, and they were trying to figure out like how to get rid of it. And this one guy went to the doctor and begged the doctor to take it out. And the doctor's like, I'm not cutting your skin open, taking it. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's just a little bit of lead and it like discolored, and that's what it's going to be.
But if you had some health problems, wouldn't you get a little paranoid if you were one of these people?
Yes.
So if you had all these issues and you had lead stuck in your hand, wouldn't you think, is this tied to it in some way? It's just been chilling in my body for 15 years.
I think it's pretty cool though. Like, if you're part of like the purple dot, like, secret society, you know, like it kind of means something.
Society.
Yeah. Kevin, you have this purple dot.
I do.
He's
have
a member
one.
Of the society.
I am.
Have you ever worried?
No. I've had it probably since I was 10, so it's been almost 30 years.
And it was a stab wound? Was it like
I stabbed myself with a pencil on accident, and the tip of it broke off in my skin. I can still see it. It's in my hip.
Why did you stab yourself in your hip?
It was an accident.
Oh.
I remember the day it happened.
Were you running with the pencil?
And I'm like, oh, man, that stinks. And I forget about it. And then every once in a while, I'll look to see that it's there.
And then, yeah.
And I'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that. But I don't ever think about it. And
purple dot society.
It turned purple?
Let me look.
Like it's purple. It's kind of a purpley.
Let me look. It's right there. Just take
It kind of looks purplish. Purpley. Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's just a small dot.
Let's get to Courtney real quick, who's in Seminole. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Courtney,
hey.
You have a purple dot?
I do not, but my boyfriend does on his finger. We were literally talking about it last night. He was like, look at this piece of lead that's stuck in my finger. Someone stuck me with this when I was in elementary school, and he's like a 40-year-old grown man now, and it's still there.
My goodness.
Doesn't it make you wonder, what were kids doing back in the day? Was everyone just running around stabbing each other with pencils? Why are there so many people with lead in their bodies?
Those were weapons that were allowed in school, sharp, number two. They had to be the number two pencil.
Yep.
And that's what happened. But so do you notice it, or is it the kind of thing you've gotten used to, Courtney?
I actually had never noticed it. It just looked like a small little dot, and he pointed it out last night. It must have just been obviously pandemonium in the 80s.
Right.
We're obviously crazy.
Well, clearly it's a deal breaker. You got to break up with him now that he's got lead in his hair.
No, one of the unique rare gems of the 80s. Are you kidding me? You're dating like an artifact. Like this guy, and he'll just age, like he'll more value with time. Like I think it's great.
The Purple Dot Society.
Absolutely. Maybe we can make some money off this at some point.
I think, too. All right, Courtney, have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think it'd be pretty good. Hashtag Purple Dot Society.
Yeah, send us your pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Send us your pics. Put them on Facebook or tweet them to us or text them to us or whatever. We want to see your purple lead dots from the 80s. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. You know, it just hit me, like, kids today, they're not going to have those pencil stab wounds that we all had in the 80s and 90s because they don't carry around pencils anymore.
What do they write with at school?
iPads.
They just write straight on the iPad.
They totally just use iPads. But we're talking about how there's all these social media pictures, and there's actually groups showing up of kids that got pencil stab wounds back in the day in school, and now they've turned into, like, little purple dots, and they're with them forever. And like
it's so nuts that it's still in people's skin.
It's crazy that it's a thing. Kevin has one in his hip. He just showed it to us.
Yeah,
it is a purple bump.
I put it up on the Instagram stories. So 99.5 QIK.
Yeah, check that out. And we're getting people sending us pictures to the Morning Show Facebook page and texting us as well of their little purple lead bumps that they've had forever. Jason's holding on. Jason's in Clearwater. And Jason, so like you have one of these wounds?
I actually have one in my shoulder, right above my clavicle bone.
How?
Yeah.
Now, how did it happen?
So, and I'm an 80s baby, too. So, we were we were waiting for the newest episode of the Super Friends. And my mom said we couldn't come out of our room until 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, we weren't allowed to come out early. And then all of us scrambled down the stairs. Whoever got there first got to be the closest to the television. You know, back then you had to actually sit next to the television. My little brother, he had a pencil in his hand. So because he was the last one to come down, he went to fall, and I turned around, and he fell into me, and he stabbed me in the shoulder with the pencil.
Ah.
So I had this little bump with little purple dots around it from, like, 1983.
Dude, I tell you what, though, that's, like, nostalgic. Like, you're bringing me back to Saturday morning cartoons as a kid. I'm like, ah, I got all the good feels right now. Like, dude,
back in the day when times were simpler and people were just stabbing each other with pencils.
I know.
Over a bowl of Captain Crunch while the cartoons are on, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This is awesome.
You gotta love the
80s. Yep. Pencil wounds everywhere. And then decades later, little purple dots.
Grew up in the 90s. Before pencils and then Tide Pods.
You were saved. Yeah, Tide Pods.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Hey, this is an absolutely great story. If you're driving to work right now and you're kind of like, oh man, my boss, emails, meetings.
All the things. Gosh. We feel you. Meetings, yes. About having meetings and more meetings.
God, people who have all the ideas but yet have none of the ideas. And all right.
Relatable.
More, but less about us, more about you.
That's how you really feel, Mark.
But listen to this story. Listen to this story. Chick-fil-A, right? And by the way, I just tell you right now, and they're not paying me, so whatever this is, they are my MVP. I love Chick-fil-A.
A fast food.
Okay, but but on Sundays, of course, they don't open. Everybody knows it, right?
I know.
Listen to what Chick-fil-A did. This is in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama. There's a 14-year-old. His name's Elijah. He has autism, and it limits him to do a lot of things. With his friends and, other activities. For his birthday, his dream was to work the Chick-fil-A drive-thru on a Sunday. That was his dream.
Ah, that's amazing.
He knew somebody who knew somebody. They called the owner of the Chick-fil-A. It's a franchise.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what?
They never open on Sundays.
No, I mean, they can't. Like, yeah. That's their thing. He's like, I'll do it. He's like, we'll open up for a couple of hours. Elijah can work the drive-thru.
No.
They opened
way.
Up. Elijah worked the drive-through. I mean, that was his dream to work the Chick-fil-A drive-through on a Sunday. He did it, and they got pictures everywhere. It's so cool. I mean, it's such a cool story, and I just think it was so neat at Chick-fil-A. But the pictures of him smiling, handing cars, Chick-fil-A.
It's so cute. Well, I just love, too, that his wish fulfilled so many hungover people's wishes,
so
too.
So true.
Because that Chick-fil-A was open on a Sunday.
Can you imagine people driving by me like,
there is a God.
Like the sun's coming. Oh, man.
Okay,
that was
I'll go to church.
Absolutely great. That is absolutely fantastic. So good for him. And then afterwards, Chick-fil-A, of course, they catered a huge breakfast thing for him and his friend, or a huge lunch thing for him and his friend.
Gosh,
so cool.
I love them and their waffle fries.
But, it is funny to say, like, how many people were screwed up? They're driving and they're like, wait, what? Is it Saturday?
Is it Saturday?
It's Saturday. Best day ever.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Brett Young, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I wish y'all could have seen her singing that song, man. She was into it. Melanie,
oh yeah,
was
I was
into
jamming
it, girl.
Out.
All right, listen. There's a big TV show that's coming back. It's been gone for a while, and it's been stolen by a new network.
Yes, and it was one of my favorite shows the first go round.
I'll say this: this is one of the few shows that I think men and women watch together and
yes.
Liked it. Seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really totally agree.
We'll tell you all the details after Jason Aldean, QYK. Jason Aldean, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. No Aldean in Tampa Bay this year, but don't worry.
Womp womp.
Tortuga. And that'll be all the hangover you need. You won't. After that, you'll be like, please don't come to Tampa Bay.
For real.
My head's killing me, bro. Stop it. All right. New show. Well, it's an old show, but it's coming back in a new form, and it's coming back on a new network. You will instantly recognize the show by this piece of the show. Listen. There was nothing like Move That Bus. Listen to the screaming. It's great. And then, of course, they would move the bus, and there was this new home.
Beautiful home.
So
perfectly decorated, perfectly designed. I love that show.
What network was it on?
It used to be on ABC, and it was Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Right. And then they canceled the show. Ty Pennington was the host. He was kind of like an upbeat dude. Like, remember?
On the show, yeah.
Well, on the show, yeah.
He got a couple DUIs.
He liked Happy Hour off the show.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but you got to Uber home. But now the show's back and it's on HGTV, which they're going to make this thing huge because everything's HGTV now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like Joanna Gaines really put the makeover shows on the map again.
Yep.
And now everybody's doing it. Even Bravo has Bravo Home now, which is all of these home renovation shows and flipping houses.
I think Extreme Home Makeover, though, one of the angles they tapped into, which is really good, is they would find a family who's going through some challenges,
yes,
right? And there was a great story. So that's, to me, the difference maker.
Oh, totally. I would cry. They would move the bus, and then the mom would get all emotional, and the kids would be screaming. I'd start crying.
Did you ever think, though, once in a while, like, how jealous you'd be if you were their neighbor? I did. Sometimes I was like, gosh, that's great.
I always wondered, if they just had the nicest house in the neighborhood, and all the other houses around it were just awful.
Y'all moved that bus, and I got sad. Like, I wish I could live there.
For real.
All right, so that's on HGTV, but no word yet on if Ty Pennington's going to be involved, because that's a lot of people on social media have a lot of questions about that. I feel like he his spirit made that show. He was so upbeat, right?
Listen, as long as he's not the one moving the bus,
right.
need to be driving
he's not driving the bus.
I don't see what the problem is.
Hey, I want to move the bus. You can't. You don't have a license.
Go into this little apparatus first.
Sorry, Ty, I can't do that.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Melanie.
Yeah.
You're a bridezilla in training, maybe?
I am not a bridezilla.
Planning a wedding.
Far from it.
Getting married this year.
Yep.
We got some stories of what bridezillas have demanded. Oh, my gosh. Dude, some of this stuff.
This takes the cake.
We're going to tell you next. If you ever turn to the dark side like this, I'll pray for you. Story next on QIK. Luke Bryan, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, so Melanie's planning a wedding. She, planning a wedding.
Yeah,
she's scrambling.
I haven't exactly started yet.
Well, it's 2019, and good thing for you, you're getting married in 2019.
Yeah.
Grew up here in St. Pete, so you know it's going to be a local wedding, so that's good. You're not going to, do some crazy across the world. So you got that working in your favor.
Yep.
And so far, you've not turned to the bridezilla side of things. You seem very calm, cool, and collected about the whole process.
Well, because I haven't started yet, so it's really easy not to get stressed out when you just don't do anything.
Right. You're very much baby-stepping this whole thing, which is cool. Some of these bridezilla demands, we're going to tell you this thing in a second, but even this one girl on Instagram, I don't want to give out her Instagram handle, but it was pretty cool in the sense that she's like, I want Dan and Shay to recut one of their songs for my wedding. Then I saw
it's a big request.
Yeah, then I saw some people on Instagram go like, who do you think you are? But they did do it. It was speechless. She asked them to do it acoustically. Here it is.
You say you'll be down in five.
I thought they did a great job. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Kevin, you like this one better than the other one.
100%.
I'm telling you.
I just like the guitar. It's just it's different.
It makes you want to get married all
Kevin,
over again.
I'm with you.
Maybe.
It's not that good. All right.
If they performed that at my wedding, I'm telling you, I probably wouldn't get married.
Would you use this song? Would you think about using this song?
So good. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's really good. I mean, so I give that bridezilla a lot of credit because she went for it and Dan and Shay were like, we're in, we'll do it. This other woman, though, this story's crazy.
Oh, yeah. This lady is just out of her mind. She is the biggest bridezilla by far that I've ever heard of. She posted up on Facebook, how over the top is it to buy my blue-eyed bridesmaids colored contacts? I'm offering to let them select any color, even rich amber brown like mine. I'm not afraid of being overshadowed, she says. I just think blue eyes would clash since one of the wedding colors is chartreuse.
All right, so just to break this all down, okay.
Which is green,
she wants her bridesmaids to have all the same color eyes to match everything else in the wedding. Eyes. She wants to buy them eyes. Now, or she wants them to buy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not even picking up the tab for it. You got to buy your own eyeballs.
I got to tell you, I've heard of a lot of things, a lot of bridesmaids, colors and certain kind of dresses or a big travel.
Your hair up or down.
Right. Everyone's sort of different shoes. I mean, everyone's heard that. But man, when you start having to change your body parts, the actual.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Like things you're born with. It's what makes you you. I don't know. I just figured in the pictures, you'd want everybody, these are supposed to be your closest friends or families, right?
Yes.
Don't you want them to be just originally them?
Absolutely. As long as it falls, into my guidelines. No, right. I'm kidding.
See, I told you, she's going to start cracking because it gets closer, she's going to be like, well,
you just
got to
get braces, a nose job, some lipo, whatever.
Go under the knife before my wedding.
This is so so ridiculous.
All right, so ridiculous demands from a bridezilla. You got to call us now, 800-992-1099. We'll let Melanie decide if it's truly ridiculous or not, because she's about to enter bridezilla status.
I am not.
Well, you're knocking on the door, man. The more you hear about this, you're kind of like, well, maybe, sort of, kind of.
No, yeah. I'm not going to have any restrictions. I'm not going to change their eye colors.
Call us now.
I can guarantee you that.
Bridezilla demands. We'll get your calls next. When bridezillas attack, cue the bridezilla laugh. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So Melanie's planning weddings, getting married this year. And we're talking about all these bridezilla stories. This one lady, it's crazy. She wanted her bridesmaids to buy contacts, color contacts. They all had to have the same color eyes.
This is happening now. No, she only wants it for her blue-eyed bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She wants to cover it because she thinks, cover their eyes with brown or whatever color they want that won't clash with the green dresses. So if you have brown eyes, you're fine. You don't have to change your eyes.
You know, we're sitting here and talking about how we feel bad for the bridesmaids. Have we ever thought about feeling bad for that husband?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
run.
Think about that. Think about what that guy. This is one night for these women.
Oh my!
One day,
gosh.
This guy, it's eternity.
Imagine eternity.
Let me say it again.
She's trying to change.
Eternity. It's forever. All right, let's get to Courtney talking about bridezillas. Hey, Courtney, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Are you the bridezilla, or do you have a story about one?
I am the bridezilla. I'm not even getting married until next year.
All right, and you're already a bridezilla. Hold on. We need your laugh, Melanie, your bridezilla laugh. Well, That's a scary bridezilla laugh. All right, why are you a bridezilla, Courtney?
Because I told them if they just don't show up in the color I want, just don't even bother coming.
Well, the color you want, so the bridesmaid's dress color.
You got to be unspecific, the peach that I want. I have it in my head, and that's the only color that you can have.
Are you buying it for them, or do they have to buy it?
No, they have to buy it. I'm sorry. I'm so bad.
You are so bad. So they have to buy it. And then the ultimatum was if they don't do it, don't even show up.
I will be extremely devastated because, like, I only have, like, 5 bridesmaids.
Only like 5.
Only like 5, right.
I feel like that's only a lot. Like that's five, good. Yeah. That's a good number.
It's a good amount. All right. Well, thank you, Courtney. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck, okay?
Hey.
Right. I can't believe Courtney's already started planning out the color of the bridesmaids' dresses, told them all of this stuff, and she's not even getting married until a year from now.
Here's the thing. I think she would rather them not show up than have them at their wedding if they don't have the same color. She's like, just don't show. Like, you don't ruin it.
Just don't even come.
Real quick, let's get to Jill. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
Welcome. What do you got?
The wedding was at the end of the summer, and she told us we were not allowed to have tan lines.
No tan lines.
Oh, I mean...
Uh-oh. Melanie's cracking, everybody.
Bridezilla's coming out. No, I'm just saying, I get it, though. It is tacky. If you're wearing, you know how some of the dresses would show the tan lines around your neck? That would be tacky to have in photos.
Very difficult at the end of the summer when you live in Florida.
That is true. It's hard around here. You're at the beach and everything. It's very tough.
Can't fix.
Jill, great call. Thank you. I think we may have found the line for Melanie. Good job, Jill.
Appreciate it.
We may have added the tan lines. You're starting to think about that. Would you put that in as a request? No tan lines?
I never even thought about it, but yeah, I don't think it's too much to ask, but I would pay for the spray tans for everybody.
Bridezilla's starting to come out. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Melanie, she's right there. She's on the cusp of turning into bridezilla, planning this wedding.
I'm not going to be bridezilla.
This St. Pete wedding that is going to happen in 2019. Newsflash, it already is 2019.
I know.
I like your style, though. I do like your style that you're not over-planning, that you're kind of like, yeah, we'll just kind of see where this goes.
It could blow up in my face, or it could work in my favor. I'm not sure.
One for sure will happen, one or the other, guaranteed. Yeah. But we were talking about this other bridezilla who is asking her bridesmaids to get, this is crazy.
Unreal.
They have to get contacts so their eyes are the same colors.
Yeah, so that they don't clash with her bridesmaids' dresses.
Yeah, that's a little tough right there. Let's welcome Brittany to the show. Brittany is in Clearwater. What do you got, Brittany?
Hi, this is my first time calling.
Are you? We'll be gentle.
So I'm getting married in May, and I told my bridesmaids they can't wear heels because I'm only 5 foot.
Oh, you don't want everyone towering over you.
Yes, like I'm only 5 foot, and my future sister-in-law that's already 10, who's actually my maid of honor, she's already like 5'2". So, like, even a 10-year-old's taller than me.
I feel you because I'm barely 5'3", and all of my friends, even without heels, they're just all going to be taller than me.
Yeah. So, you know, my family's 6 foot, so I'm just like, it's going to be weird anyway because I can't walk in heels. Like, 5 foot people should be blessed.
I have a new request. All my bridesmaids just need to chop their calves off.
Chop their calves off?
Yeah, they got to be shorter. They just can't be taller.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys complain, and I'm like, you both are taller than me, so, I mean, like, whatever.
Why don't you just do, like, a beach wedding? Just, why don't you just sit on the beach, hang out?
Okay, but can they just kneel down so that they're still shorter than me?
So worried about that.
Jimmy Allen is on QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right. What would be your dream ingredient in a 27-pound tub? Like, if somebody sold something that it came only in a 27-pound tub, like, what would be in it? You'd be like, oh, man, that'd be heaven.
Oh, I love ranch dressing.
Oh, 27 pounds of ranch dressing.
I love ranch dressing. I also like, I made this Asian pizza last night and it had that peanut sauce on it.
Asian pizza?
Peanut sauce is so good. Oh, no. Like in chicken pad thai.
Let me simplify this for people. How about beer? How about a 27 pound
that's
tub
a keg.
Of beer? Huh?
They already have that. It's a keg.
Yeah, but it's just a tub. Like, you just ladle it out. You don't even need to worry about getting a tap and everything. You know what I mean?
You just have big to old ladle tub. It.
Kevin, yours will be Doritos. Right?
No,
You are addicted to Doritos.
No, I'm not. It's good. It would be salsa.
Costco. Yeah.
27 no pounds of salsa.
Again, you can also ladle that out. So.
Yes, you can.
Costco was selling a 27-pound tub of macaroni and cheese. I love Costco, by the way. I didn't see this, but I guess I won't because they're sold out.
They are officially sold out. $89.99. Let's go ahead and call it what it is. $90.
$90.
For 27 pounds of mac and cheese?
Yeah, yes. But dude, that'll get you through like 5 hurricanes. Like, I mean, that's prep food right there. Think about that.
Funny you say that because it actually will. There's a 20-year shelf life.
I'm saying.
What?
Gross.
20 years.
Gross.
Irma who? Forget it. You'd have been eating like kings and queens with your power out for seven or eight days.
We can be eating this on a spaceship.
That's
seriously.
Could you imagine
20 years from now?
$90 though. Which I think, if you break it out, it's way worth it. Because if you bought 27 pounds of the boxes, like, you'd be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like probably $300-$500.
Oh, my gosh.
One tub, and just, I would just carry the tub. You could actually work out with the tub, do curls, and then eat some.
You are insane.
All right. Well, anyway, so it's all out. It's over with. They're sold out, and they don't know if they're going to get any more. But feel free to text us. What would be your dream and contents inside of a 27-pound tub? What?
I feel like in related news, heart attacks are on the rise this year.
Especially carb loading, too. 27 pounds.
Enema sales have also gone up.
800-992-1099. Text us now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.